Colleen Marchese joins us. Colleen, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
How does swimming recruiting work? Like, I know you guys are connected with some of the swimming clubs, but is it like every other sport? Is it wide open season for recruiting?
You know what? It really is. So we look at swimmers from across the country. We first look locally at the clubs, that what they're producing and what they're developing, and then we look within the province, and then we look across the country. And because swimming is, you know, kind of cross-country growing up, they all kind of grow up together. You see these recruits, these potential recruits coming up, like when they're 15, 16, 17, that you can then start approaching about coming to the University of Alberta.
Yeah, is it similar where you can recruit them while they're like grade 11, or what? When do you try to get them committed to come to your program?
Well, you can start talking to them in grade 11. It's definitely, you know, an idea to kind of get the university on their radar in terms of what you can offer, what they might be looking for in terms of post-secondary, and then what they're looking for in terms of a swimming program and what, you know, what are their aspirations for their swimming future.
Now, that swimming partnership between the Golden Bears and Pandas and the Edmonton Keanu Swim Club really kind of produced its first ever top-tier recruit with the addition of Georgia Kidd earlier this week. She's been added to the Pandas swim program for 2016-2017. What does Kidd excel at?
Well, she really excels at the sprint freestyles, but as well as the sprint backstroke, butterfly, and, you know, coming into her own in the 200 IM. So it's really exciting because she's such a versatile athlete that she's going to be one of those people that you just really, you know, she can be put anywhere and help out on relays and in individual events. Just an exceptional recruit for our program. We're very excited to have her.
Colleen, we see all the other sports have advanced, you know, everybody, you know, we see it in the Olympics all the time, like swimming records are getting broken. You know, we saw Phelps dominate for a long time, and, you know, we've seen other great young swimmers. What is it, is length, like, do you have to be tall to be a successful swimmer?
You know what, there is a definite physical side of things. You know, athletes are athletes. And the bigger, the taller, the faster, the stronger kind of thing. And so, but at the same time, what's really exceptional about swimming is its technical component. And there are swimmers all over the place that are just extremely efficient in the way they move through the water. And that can propel them because there is a strength to weight ratio in certain events, right? Mm-hmm. The bigger you are, the more you have to pull through the water. So while that can help you, if you're technically efficient, being smaller and lighter can help you out in other ways as well.
Okay. Head coach at the University of Alberta for their swim program, Colleen Marchese, joins us. They just recruit Georgia Kidd out of St. Albert to go to the program next year. Now, from one to the next, how can a swimmer, like, when do you guys realize, because I know some people, obviously, you know, they do all of them, butterfly and backstroke and everything, but when is the specialization where a swimmer realizes, okay, you know what? I'm excellent at backstroke. I'm not a good butterfly. Like, what are some of the skill sets between the two strokes?
Well, it really depends. And it kind of depends on the program that started them out. And if they taught them all four strokes and really focused on developing all their strokes.
Okay.
And then some people excel naturally at a younger age. And so, you know, we find that especially in the men, they can really evolve over time. And certain men that come into the program as potentially a distance swimmer, as they move through, they can end up on the sprint side of things. Our perfect example is one of our graduating athletes this year was recruited as a 1500 swimmer, and he is now a sprint specialist. So 50 and the 100 meter, he swims and, you know, was on our gold medal winning medley relay team at the last CIS championships. So it can really change over time, just depending on the athlete and how they train and what their body kind of becomes as they fully mature into adulthood.
Have you realized in swimming, is it like hockey? Is it better to not be a year-round swimmer? You know, should kids be doing other sports? And is it important when you enter a child into swimming, should they know all four strokes early on?
Well, I don't know that they should know them all, but they should learn them all.
Okay.
Because learning all four strokes and being competent at all four strokes is going to help prevent injury and prevent burnout, because they're going to be able to, if they have an early, you know, a great swim in a certain event, really start to pigeonhole themselves as a butterflyer at a young age. And then when they plateau, if they don't have a base to be able to improve other strokes, that can end up, you know, having them leave the sport because they think they're not going to get any better. And so it's really important to do other sports and have cross-sectional abilities that they can then transfer into the pool.
And Colleen, one last one for you, the recruiting class for you. I know in football and in hockey and in basketball, they announce it kind of at different times. Is there a certain time in swimming? Is it a year-round process for the recruiting?
It kind of is. We're in the thick of things right now in terms of recruiting. Most of the recruits are kind of committing in the fall for the following year. And then after Christmas and throughout the season, you are still looking, and then you're starting to look for the following year. So, yeah, it is pretty much an ongoing process.
Well, Colleen, I really appreciate your time. Congratulations on landing and kind of building that partnership with the Keanu Swim Club, and hopefully that club, along with the U of A, produce more top-quality swimmers from Edmonton.
Thank you so much for having me.